There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Speaking retail now, because the retail giant Landmark Group has moved into the discount supermarket space. That is with the launch of Viva, a food retailer that it says is going to be significantly cheaper than existing grocery stores. And we have in the studio this morning Georg Fischer, who is the CEO of Viva. Georg, thanks for coming in. It's nice to see you.
Hello, good morning. Good to be with you.
How much cheaper will the new Viva supermarkets be?
We are right now measuring that we are about 30 to 40% cheaper at the main products which we are selling. That is our concept. We are a discount model. We want to provide the highest quality at the lowest price. And here we are seeing a great opportunity.
Okay, well, you're up against people who have got sort of long-established retail chains, supply chains, economies of scale. How are you managing to do it 30 or 40% cheaper?
So basically, we have an approach that we are selling exclusive brands. We are working with a great European supplier base who have great experience in providing private label for the big two leaders in that industrial environment, and we can name the name, it's Aldi and Lidl. So basically, this supplier base are very keen also to merge in that great region in which we are operating. We have limited our range to about 800 SKUs, so basically we can buy in big bulk. We have no marketing expenses. We have a very efficient supply chain. We buy net prices, and that allows us, we work in a very efficient way, and that allows us to give that savings passing on to the customer and by here to be very competitive.
When you're benchmarking yourself though and saying 30 to 40% cheaper, are you comparing yourself to Spinneys and Waitrose, or are you comparing yourself to Union Co-op?
So basically, we are not comparing ourselves to any of these retailers. We are comparing the product and we are comparing the basket. So basically, we know what are the most 1,000 wanted product, and we know what is the brand of product, or we know what is the other product equivalent in the same product specification. And by doing that, by comparing that basket, we can see a tremendous savings potential for the consumer.
Okay, then let me put it differently. Are you comparing your basket with a high-end grocery basket here or one of the maybe lower-priced supermarkets?
I think we are comparing ourselves to the operator here, very successful. We are comparing ourselves to the people operating in the high street. But as I said, we are comparing our products to the products who are the leader in that particular product segmentation. So we are comparing our product to the branded product. It means our product in terms of exclusive brand has the same product specification and quality expectation.
Well, let me ask Brandy's question, but in a slightly different way. How would your prices compare to, say, the fruit and veg market and to local suppliers of food?
Of course, in fruits and vegetable, here again, we are driving through scale that we buy direct 50% of our range. We are not buying from the established middlemen, so redistributor. We see that market very driven by distributors and by middlemen, and all these distributors and middlemen, of course, taking away a certain amount of margin, which we can cut, and again, here, giving the margins to the customer, to the consumer, and by that allows us to operate in a cheaper way. However, also want to mention, it's not only about the buying, it's about the operating model. We operate in a more efficient way. Our stores are multitasking. We have a limited range. We have a limited warehouse supply chain operation. That all allows us to operate in a more cost-efficient way.
The business model you talked about there sound very similar to the Carrefour model. And, you know, they've been up and running for a long time. They've got all of their margins fine-tuned. You're effectively a startup. How are you going to be able to compete? I mean, do you see yourself as being cheaper than Carrefour?
I would say that we are completely different than a Carrefour. Carrefour and any other hypermarkets are operating at a completely different scale. Ourselves, we would never compare us to Carrefour because we are discounter. Carrefour, other hypermarkets operator, are seen operating at a scale between 20,000 to 25,000 SKUs. We are operating at a range of 1,000 SKUs, so it means
what
our is operation
that?
Is significant. The numbers of products we are selling in our range. Yeah.
I think what we're asking, though, is what price comparison. Would you put yourself on a par or below a retailer like Carrefour?
As a discounter, as we said, we want to be cheaper, at least between 30 to 40% cheaper to any established retailers. And in that way, we're also going to be cheaper than the basket, than people who are purchasing right now in a Carrefour.
So you've opened four already, one here in Dubai in Deira, two in Sharjah, and one in Ajman. Where in communities, where in cities are you placing these supermarkets?
Right now we are focusing on high density population. As a discounter, we want to provide not only price, not only quality, also convenience. We operate on the high street. We see here a great opportunity in bringing good quality at low prices closer to the community. And we have started our four stores, as you said, two in Sharjah, one in Ashman and one in Deira. And we have further projects who are right now in the preparation. And we are planning to open another 10 stores in the next 4 to 5 months.
How many of those will be in Dubai?
We are planning to have about 4 stores in Dubai. We're going to have about 5 to 6 stores in Sharjah. We're going to also have another store in Ashman.
When you say standalone, does this mean you're not interested in any of the smaller community malls that are popping up?
We are interested in any suitable site based on our criteria. It means we have a certain amount of space what is required. We want to provide great convenience to the consumer by doing the shopping very easy, going in, going out. And you know, in the discount, the shopping trip basically takes about 10 to 15 minutes. And that is also something what the consumer really appreciated, that you don't need the hassle to go into a great shopping mall, spending hours in a car. And we give him a very compact, pre-selected range where you can enjoy just fantastic savings.
You mentioned one of your former employees earlier in the interview, Lidl, or what we have been mispronouncing as Lidl. How do you pronounce it?
We say it Lidl in German.
Lidl. And you were talking about private labels. This is where they will produce things, but branded for a particular supermarket chain. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So in other words, you have a Viva label on. Is everything that you sell going to be private labeled by somebody like a Lidl as a Viva product?
Though we are selling exclusive brands, these are private labels. Basically, these are products who are produced exclusively for us. Based on our existing range now, we are running at about 40% of our range is already there. For certain products, it's needed to have a certain minimum order quantity and production run. So that will come now in the next 12 months at 100% of our range going to be private label, exclusively produced for Viva.
Well, the Viva, the new supermarket, is owned by the Landmark Group, owned by the Jagtiani family. I mean, where's this money coming from that is going to buy these huge production runs?
Basically, I mean, the Landmark Group owns the Viva concept, and it's up to us now to get the trade up and running. And basically, then through the cash flow which we are providing, we're going to make sure that we get good payment terms and that we can provide a good cash flow.
What I'm actually trying to establish is how much money. You talked about these the special production runs, which are expensive because you buy such huge quantity. You've got 4 supermarkets, and you're buying these huge production runs. That's going to take a lot of money, isn't it? Until you roll out more supermarkets, yep. Presumably you'll be stockpiling.
I mean, basically, obviously, the minimum production run is depending from product to product. Certain commodities have higher production runs, but it's up to us also to convince the supplier. And also, you know, we are looking into a strategic relationship. And as I said, these manufacturers who are ready today producing for Lidl and Aldi, they know the power of discount. They see here a tremendous potential, not only in the UAE. So that's why there are also a certain flexibility in giving us good condition and a good startup to get the business up and running.
We are speaking here on the Business Breakfast to Georg Fischer. He's the CEO of Viva. That is the new discount supermarket that Landmark Group has launched here in the UAE. 4 open so far, 2 Sharjah, 1 Ashman and 1 in Deira. Georg, thanks for staying with us.
Thank you.
You said you're looking to have another 10 stores up and running in the UAE over the next 6 months. How big could Viva get? Big picture, how big could you get in 2-3 years?
We are definitely looking at the UAE as a very positive trading environment. We can see, based on our first 5 days of trading, a very good response regarding our products and pricing. So the first days are very satisfying, and it's great to see the acceptance of the private labels and the pricing. So we would say, let's open another stores, let's open another 10 stores, and again, let's improve and let's learn, and then we shall see what the future will bring.
But I'm sure that you have goals. I'm sure that somewhere someone has sat down and said we're going to have 100 Vivas or 50 Vivas. What's the blue sky thinking?
We don't put ourselves in numbers. I believe that we go store by store, step by step, and obviously to building a discount chain with significant scale also takes time, takes learnings, and I believe it's all about the focus. And as we said, we want to deliver the greatest quality to the customer. That takes a lot of effort and focus. And as I said, the most important is that the customer loves it and likes it. And if that's the case, that we're going to continue to open stores.
I guess that the customers will love it or like it based on your ability to fulfill your promise of selling things 30% lower than traditional supermarkets. And you're saying there that you're happy with your 4 stores at the moment. There will be more. But really what I'm struggling to understand is with these big production runs that you're going to have to produce or promise to Lidl, to be able to sort of private label these things, you're going to have to put in massive orders to try and undercut other competitors. And surely for that sort of volume, you need lots of outlets. So you must have an idea of how many you think would fulfill that business model to get those production numbers up enough to provide products at 30% below market. So how are you going to do that? I mean, I just don't see that the 4 stores is going to cut that.
I mean, as you said, the business case which we are planned are based on a model that we're going to operate 15 stores. The communication and the discussion we are having with our strategic partners, our suppliers, is based on that volumes. And that is the business model. However, of course, again, if we can see great acceptance, if we see that we get the operating model right and that we can work in a very efficient way, that we get our team members happy and engaged, then we definitely see the opportunity to open more stores. However, I want to come back. It's early days. Let's get the first stores right and then let's see it from there.
Okay, a couple of questions coming in. One, Maraz has asked for some example prices, and I am looking at the moment at your brochure. Some rough examples, we're looking at just under 5 dirhams for a 500ml jar of mayonnaise. We're looking at just under 2 dirhams for a pot of instant noodles, just under 2 dirhams for a packet of spaghetti.
$4.95, 6 1.5-litre bottles of water made by Lake, and you can get a frying pan for $4.95. It's astonishing.
The thing is, though, looking at this catalogue, I obviously don't recognise any of the brands. A lot of people will be very brand loyal to the coffee they drink, the crisps that they like to eat. Are lower prices enough to tackle brand loyalty?
Based on our insights, we're always saying that if somebody wants to switch from the brand, we have to be 40% cheaper, up to 50% cheaper than the brand. We would say that is one of the golden rules in the discount. However, our products are not basically seen as just a private label. Our products are seen, they know the product is, let me give you the example from our pasta. The pasta is made in Italy. It's 100% Italy made pasta. That is a high quality product produced by the second biggest pasta producer in the world and in Italy. So it means that's a great quality and people are looking where the product is coming from. People, customers are intrigued. They are touching the product. They want to know where this product is coming from. And when they are seeing that this is a high quality product, they are very pleased with the price and quality relationship which we are offering to them.
Will you be offering online grocery shopping?
I would say not for the time being. We are looking into the home delivery in a more traditional way. We want to get everything of our operating model up and running, because I always say before we promise something, we have to get our basics right. Obviously, online is a tremendous growth potential. It's strategically really important. So we are looking at that. However, again, here, let's go step by step.
I guess the price will be the eliminating factor. But who is your target market?
Our target market, basically everyone who is living around our stores, so the total catchment, let's say in the catchment surrounding we have 10, 15 to 20, 25,000 people. So basically everyone is living there is our main target, obviously. We can see that household with kids and families who has a lot of spend for providing for all of that are a tremendous good market for us. So we are making sure that we have great offers also for their needs.
Why set up your own supermarket label rather than looking to bring in an existing well-known discount supermarket? Why didn't Landmark just bring in Aldi or Lidl?
I mean, that's the question. I mean, I believe that Lidl and Aldi, I mean, I work for them. I think they're very busy already in their existing markets. And I do believe at the Landmark Group, who has tremendous track record of building fantastic business and have a great knowledge about the region, I believe the concept to have Landmark and bringing in a team from experienced discount managers, including myself, I believe that actually is a great model to start.
Well, if you've ever been around a Carrefour on a Friday, you'll see sort of the charge of the shopping trolleys out to the car park, overloaded, like the old wagon trains of the Wild West. But the one thing you need for that is a car park to take those big trolleys to. I'm looking at your one location in Dubai at the moment. It's on Murakabat Street, which is not renowned for its parking. How are you going to square the fact that people want to buy volumes with the fact that they can't actually park very near your shop?
Yeah, obviously you're right. I mean, car park is always a very good thing to have. However, at the location you mentioned, we have a fantastic catchment. We have a fantastic population. There is a high traffic on the high street. I mean, when you go there on Friday, Saturday, there's a fantastic route. And obviously, as I said, I mean, we are not a hypermarket. We are not a mall operator. We are completely different. And that criteria which we have chosen to operate our discount store on the high streets are very suitable and actually are perfect for us to operate and to make a good business.
What's the area of that Murakabat store? Just to give us a flavor of the size.
We are talking here about a catchment from at least 25,000 people.
No, I'm talking about the actual physical size of the store.
Ah, that's a relatively small store. So we are providing a store from about 500 square meter. However, I would invite you, have a look, and you will see it's a very pleasant shopping experience.
We've had a number of people text in about your plans for their areas. Do you plan to open stores in Ras Al Khaimah? And also, do you plan to open stores in Abu Dhabi?
We do. We are investigating. We are looking. We have our team of site acquisition daily on the road. We are talking to landlords, and negotiation like that obviously takes certain times, and we have to find the right location who are matching with all our customers and financial criteria. And again, when we see a great opportunity, then we take the decision to open a store or not.
One thing I do hear a lot of expats sort of bemoaning is the lack of fresh pre-prepared food, the sort of the fresh ready meals. Is this something that you are doing or will be doing?
We are planning. We have a range who is ready to get rolled out, so we are looking at that. However, it will take another couple of weeks. We are still in a final conversation with certain manufacturers, but we are planning to introduce a range like that, yes.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning, running us through the plans for Viva, the discount food retailer that has been introduced by the retail giant Landmark Group. Georg Fischer, the CEO, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning.
Great to be with you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.